Well, obviously, it was excitement and jubilation. I mean, it was a very historic event. We've never done it before in Arkansas. it took a lot of work. It took almost a year, $40,000 worth, and many, many man hours to do it. So we were very excited.
How many other states are? Where does Arkansas rank in that count?
According to one source, Arkansas is the only state that has never run a partisan political libertarian out of the 50 states.
The Arkansas Green Party is challenging a law that removes parties from the ballot whenever they go through a statewide election and fail to poll 3% of the vote for the office at the top of the ticket. So are you expecting this kind of thing for the Libertarian Party?
Well, no. Obviously, our goal is to hit that 3% and then some. it all depends, of course, on who the presidential nominee will be, which we'll find out in national convention in May in Las Vegas. But we expect to put in some significant resources in advertising to get that 3%.
The history of the libertarian movement in Arkansas, can you give us just a synopsis of that, a snapshot?
Well, the National Party started in 1971, and in the late 70s, there were libertarians who started gathering in Arkansas, and we've been active ever since. We've run we've had a presidential candidate on the ticket ever since 1980. we were instrumental in the Axe the Tax Food program in the early 2002. We had a big part to do with that. It didn't pass the vote initiative, but it was later incorporated into the governor's plans. So we've been active for a while, but never this strong.
Arkansas libertarians will run for what offices in 2012, do you think?
Everything from city council to state representative. We've got a couple of people interested in running for U.S. congressional seats.
So the question is, and I think listeners are probably wondering, what is a libertarian?
In the simplest terms, libertarian is minimum government, maximum freedom. To equate it to the other parties, we are fiscally conservative and socially tolerant. We obviously disagree with the Republicans on their social issues, but then disagree with the Democratic Party on their fiscal issues.
So how would a libertarian government support public infrastructure, for example?
Well, there's many ways. there was no income tax in this country until the early 1900s, and the government ran fine then, and it even had pretty significant infrastructure then. Obviously, those sorts of things would need to be either delegated to the states, as the Constitution says, or even delegated to private enterprise, which there are many cities and around the country who have started moving some of their infrastructure, whether it be water or trash, things like that, to private organizations.
You know, in free markets, the big question about free markets, you know, if you look at the recession of 2009, former Fed Reserve Chair Alan Greenspan advocated a laissez-faire economics, right? Survival of the fittest. But then the economy tanked after the unregulated derivatives crashed the housing market, Wall Street, and a bunch of banks capitalized by derivatives. So what do libertarians have to say to that? And what still is their position on free markets?
Well, free market is, of course, the only pure way to determine what is best for the community as a whole. When you try to have regulators in one area, one bureaucracy, try to determine what's best around many aspects of our lives, they will always fail miserably. They'll never succeed. Market pricing and free market values are the way to go, and Greenspan had it correct. He was actually an Ayn Rand follower back in the 60s and 70s, and unfortunately, he turned his back on that and then took us down a slippery slope.
The position on social issues is, you know, what are your positions on social issues like gay rights, abortion, and right to die, the social issues?
Well, we believe the government has no place making decisions in that area. The Constitution of not only the United States but also Arkansas does not allow them to be involved in those sorts of issues. For a state to determine who can marry, for example, the marriage laws in this country were started by the states to basically as a racist notion to keep whites and blacks from marrying. We're still perpetuating that, although more people can get married than when the laws were originally conceived, we're still telling certain people, well, you can't be married. Our goal is to keep the state completely out of that and let individual people determine who they want to be with and who they want to share resources with.
In militarily isolationist, would you say?
Isolationist is not a positive term. But essentially, yes, George Washington himself said, no foreign entanglements, alliances with none. When we pick and choose who the winners are around the world, there's always going to be losers that are going to be against us. And a perfect example is the war on terror that we've been fighting. We're picking and choosing losers, and those losers aren't very happy with us. And, of course, they try to strike us any chance they get. If we were not picking winners and losers, then they would have no reason to hate us.
So Texas Republican Congressman Ron Paul would be your most visible libertarian right now, yes?
Well, he is a Republican, of course, but his values are very libertarian, yes.
And he appears to be in the mix, challenging President Barack Obama in 2012, and recent polls show him in the middle of the pack led by Romney and Palin. So what are your chances? What are his chances, do you think?
It's really hard to say. If you look at, of course, CPAC and the Republican Leadership Conference, he won both of those straw polls. He polls well among conservatives. A lot of his ideas are educational ideas, and that's one of the issues with libertarianism is education as well as legislation. You know, obviously getting winning offices is important, but educating the people is equally or more important. And he is great for that because he brings those to the forefront. In 2008, he was way behind the pack. Well, now we see just, you know, 4 years later, he's moved quite a bit up, which means that the education is working.
I think one final question would be regarding the Tea Party. Are libertarians allied with or now at odds with the Tea Party as it's evolved over the past, 2 years since it first started up?
It's evolved quite a bit, and in its infinite form, its early forms, the Tea Party was very libertarian in nature. It was smaller government, keep the government out of our lives. But that obviously changed when the GOP realized that this was something that they need to get behind and they need to throw their weight behind. So now most Tea Party groups are more GOP-centric. Now, there are still some pure Tea Party groups out there, but for the most part, they're GOP-centric, and obviously that's not a fit for the Libertarian Party.
So back inside Arkansas, who do you think will be the most visible libertarian politician in 2012?
Well, I'm hoping it'll be our presidential candidate, whoever that is, because obviously to have ballot retention, we need to get that 3%. But we're going to have several libertarians running. We're in talks with very prominent people right now who are considering running on the libertarian ticket. Obviously, I don't want to name any names until those things are solidified, but it will certainly be interesting.